Breakfast Briefing. This is News Talk.
Let's turn to the national and international media now to see what's making headlines this morning. Now, it's quite a mixed bag on the front of all of the papers this morning. Brexit is making the front page of the Irish Times this morning and the Times Ireland edition. The Irish Times headline this morning, UK's Brexit transition period may be extended. Now, this follows on from this week's summit in Brussels and the decision, as we know, not to hold a special Brexit summit next month. The paper reporting this morning that Angela Merkel and Emmanuel Macron are to turn up the heat on Theresa May to find a political solution to this impasse. And then the Times Ireland edition focusing on the Taoiseach's comments in Brussels yesterday under the headline, Varadkar, May's plan to save deal won't work. Leo Varadkar saying he did not think any country or union would be asked to sign up to an agreement that would give the UK access to the single market while also then allowing it to undercut the EU across a range of areas. He mentioned state aid competition, labour laws and environmental standards. The Taoiseach saying he'd feel very strongly about this as a European as well as an Irish man. And just to mention, News Talk Breakfast will be speaking to someone close to Angela Merkel about the German stance on Brexit. That'll be coming up on News Talk Breakfast after seven. Now, some good news for consumers, possibly, with the lead story in the Irish Independent today. Charlie Weston, the paper's personal finance editor, writing under the headline Families to Save in Home Loan and Health Shake-Up. So he's predicting that we all look set to enjoy the benefits of a price war in health insurance and home loan costs with increased competition into the market. So this is Irish Life Health are reportedly going to cut their fees by up to €270 a year, and then new player finance market bringing competition to the mortgage market. So that could be good news for consumers. The verdict in Preston yesterday, people would have heard this leading bulletins throughout the afternoon yesterday. This is the case of the man accused of assaulting Sean Cox, the Meath man who was injured in Anfield in April. That's the lead story in the Herald today. It also makes the front page of the Examiner today. The Herald going with no justice for Sean. As we know, yesterday, Roma football fan Filippo Lombardi, he was found not guilty of seriously assaulting the Liverpool fan outside Anfield. He did plead guilty to a separate charge of violent disorder and he was jailed for 3 years. Sean's wife Martina pictured on the front of the paper today. The judge actually praising Mr. Cox's family yesterday, who had been in court for much of this trial, saying they'd acted with the greatest of dignity and respect. The Irish Examiner running with the headline, Cox defendant had an active role in stadium violence. Moving on to one of the tabloids, the Irish Mirror front page story today. This is the story that was leading the news bulletin there. 10,000 OAPs on hospital trolleys. New figures, as you heard, showing sick elderly patients left for over 24 hours. And the paper warning that it looks set to get worse as we head into the winter period. Another interesting story making the front of the Irish Times Ireland edition this morning. This is a piece by Ellen Coyne. The headline, List of Abortion Doctors Could Stop Women Being Turned Away. So Ellen Coyne reporting today that the health minister is considering creating a list of doctors who will provide abortion services. And this, the idea behind this will be to spare women the extra distress of being turned down by a doctor. And Simon Harris making these comments as that landmark bill, which will legislate for free access to abortion for the first time in the history of the state, made its way through the Dáil yesterday afternoon. Now to some of the other tabloids. The Star leading today with an incident in Clondalkin. This actually happened on Wednesday of this week. There was a Garda media blackout in place for this story, so it only emerged yesterday. But it was a 15-hour standoff between a man and Gardaí. And the paper, The Star, reporting today, a tense situation arose when this man was refused a McDonald's. A row broke out and the Gardaí were called to the scene. The headline this morning, armed burger standoff, a Big Mac and fried, reports this morning that the man was tasered after this standoff and he has now been taken into custody. The Irish Daily Mail posing a question for us all this morning. Are you living next door to a pop-up brothel? The paper reporting that short-term letting is resulting in a new phenomenon of pop-up brothels across Dublin. This is comments from Senator Kevin Humphreys. He's telling the paper discovered that in one block in Dublin 2, more than half of the apartments are available for short-term letting, and one was recently used, he says, as a pop-up brothel. Also, security sources telling the paper that this problem is not just confined to Dublin, but does extend further afield. The Irish Sun leading with the headline, Tubridy's London Mauling. This is an exclusive this morning by Ken Sweeney. He's reporting that Ryan Tubridy has been slammed by leading figures in the London Irish community. And this is over the Late Late's controversial show there. Many people may have seen it last Friday night. People telling the paper that the live show was chaotic and hugely a hugely expensive fiasco. So this is to do with people who had tickets showing up for the show but not getting in. There was a lot of online commentary about this last weekend. RTE has defended the event. They're saying the tickets for that show were allocated and managed through a UK-based company. Now, moving on to something else, you probably heard there in the bulletin earlier, today is National Slowdown Day. Gardaí launching this 24-hour operation. They do this fairly regularly. It's to target speed, and it does start at 7 o'clock this morning nationwide. But the Irish Times has an interesting story today about the amount of people who are stopped and tested for drugs while driving. And the headline, large discrepancy in drug driving tests. Only a handful, it seems, carried out in some counties. For example, in Cork, there were only 4 roadside drug driving tests conducted, and that compares to almost 24,000 breath tests for alcohol. So I will be speaking to Gardaí Chief Superintendent Finbar Murphy shortly on the programme. He might have some insight for us into that. The Irish Examiner, an interesting front page story today. Breath test teens before discos. This is based on comments which were made by a judge in Cork, Judge James McNulty. He's concerned about underage drinking. So he's suggesting this morning that teens should be randomly breath tested prior to discos. And he also wants parents to sign up to a parental responsibility charter when buying tickets for these events, so that there would be some comeback when things, if they do go wrong. It follows on from an incident people may remember at Bandon Rugby Club. This happened last March. A number of teenagers were treated for extreme alcohol intoxication, and a field hospital had to be set up actually outside that rugby club to treat those affected. So an interesting proposal from that judge on the front of the Irish Examiner today. And just to finish up, two faces on the front of lots of the papers this morning, David and Victoria Beckham. He's given what might prove to be quite an unfortunate interview to a television station in Australia. He's described the marriage as hard work, and he says when you've been married for that amount of time, it becomes a little more complicated, was what he said. So the Irish Daily Mail going with the headline, Bex, our marriage is always hard work. The Mirror today, Beckham marriage to Victoria is always hard work. And the Sun, under a picture of the couple, golden balls, and that's spelt B-A-W-L-S. Now, those are the stories making the headlines this morning. Still to come today, as you heard, is National Slowdown Day. The Gardaí will be out in force reminding motorists of the dangers of speeding on our roads, and I'll be speaking to Superintendent Finbar Murphy shortly. But up next, Shane Coleman will be here to tell us what's coming up on News Talk Breakfast.